This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Iraq today, American and Iraqi government troops in the holy city of Najaf continued to battle the militiamen loyal to the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Yesterday, Sadr announced in the city's central mosque that he would fight to the death. The tensions have spread to the southernmost city of Basra, where insurgents sabotaged an oil pipeline. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. Ivan, what's the latest on the situation in Najaf?
Renee, supporters of Muqtada al-Sadr have been battling American troops and Iraqi government forces again throughout the morning. It was a relatively quiet night there, but there was a raid that took place several miles outside of the center of Najaf. Sadr fighters on motorcycles attacked a police station and a hospital outside of town. They were carrying weapons on their motorcycles, and they were actually fought off after about a half an hour of fighting. But the reaction of the Iraqi police in the hospital was telling. The police actually changed from their uniforms into civilian clothes. They were so scared of falling into the hands of Sadr's fighters because they'd heard of executions of Iraqi police officers in that city who had been captured by Sadr's fighters in the past. The hospital officials, they say that they've treated more than 100 dead and wounded Iraqis since this fighting began last week.
And what about there in Baghdad, where you are? Is it calm?
Well, a curfew was imposed over the district to the east of Baghdad. It's called Sadr City. It's a big slum that's a stronghold for Muqtada al-Sadr's forces. Residents say that the only people in the streets right now are Mahdi army fighters loyal to Sadr and American troops and Iraqi security forces. The fighting has been going on there throughout the night and throughout the morning. Here in central Baghdad, we've had a number of rocket and mortar shells falling in the center throughout the morning. And overnight, the Interior Ministry was hit by some of these shells in the morning, smoke rising from that area. And the Oil Ministry official, they said they were hit by three mortar shells yesterday. No injuries reported, though.
Now, the oil industry became a target yesterday in southern Iraq. Tell us more about that.
Oil Ministry officials have confirmed an act of sabotage against a pipeline there. They say it's being fixed. They say Sadr's supporters have issued a number of threats to the Southern Oil Company, demanding that it shut down operations, that its employees stay home from work. This Oil Ministry official says most are at work, though, actually, today, and he insists the situation is almost normal. This is ominous, though, for Iraq's interim government. Most of its revenues come from the export of oil. 90% of it comes from the Southern Oil Company, from the southern region of Basra. So if insurgents manage to paralyze this, it will be a critical blow for Iraq's interim government.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Ivan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.